And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, the Elm Foundation, one of our new sponsors, the Elm, E-L-M Foundation, E-L-M stands for Expect Little Miracles. And that's what they're bringing to people's lives, little miracles. I mean, the Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, is a 501c3 that has literally got it going on right now when it comes to intervening in people's lives and assisting them with what it takes to get back on their feet, become productive, to become more vigorous in their lifestyle, and basically help them with things like job training and counseling, and then also providing accountability and helping them walk through it, not just throwing money at it like government does, but literally getting in there with people and saying, here's a way, let me show you. We'll walk through it with you. It's just a cool concept. The Elm Foundation, ELM in Huntsville. And our website is ELMHSV. That's ELMHSV as in ElmHuntsville.org. Make sure you do .org. But I love this concept and I love what they're doing, and I'm glad to have them on board as a sponsor. So check them out. And by the way, here's a cool thing about Elm Foundation. They're a 501c3, so yeah, they work on charitable contributions, but they also have a single benefactor that covers all their administrative costs, so their staff's already paid. When you provide a donation to the Elm Foundation, it goes straight into programs, man. It goes straight into changing people's lives. So check it out, elmhsv.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, let me tell you, this next topic is a little weird. Like, not even a little bit. You know what? I'm going to wait till we get back from the break because I see how close it is, because I got some text messages. I'll do those first. How about that? So I'm looking at these text messages, and Mel from Huntsville had a great one with regards to being hard targets. You know, I talked about, you know, teaching my daughter to keep her head on a swivel. He says, a rule that I taught my girls is lock your car doors as soon as you are in the car. Don't let some creep get in with you. Totally agree. Totally. It doesn't matter where you are, by the way, rural, big city, even you're in an area that you're comfortable with. You know, I read once that the vast majority of auto accidents happen within 10 miles of home. Why? Because you let your guard down. I would say that very often, incidents like what we're talking about, where people are assaulted in parking lots or whatever else, they happen in places where you're familiar with your surroundings, so you're more likely to be looking down at your phone, not paying attention. When they see someone coming their way who's got their head on a swivel, watching to see how things are done around them, well, that's somebody they're less likely to try and do something to. I got Scott from Huntsville just texted in and says, do private schools have to be hardened under Title 16? Should they be required for any school receiving state funding? So my recollection, Scott, great question. I was thinking about that again this morning, too. My recollection is we could not mandate that private schools have to turn in their plans because they are not certified by the state, but they were strongly recommended to, and they would be received by the sheriff's office and kept on file like anybody else. So, yeah, that's my recollection, Scott. But I cannot imagine my wife having spent 15 years working in a private school. I cannot imagine a private school literally just ignoring that opportunity. In fact, take a look at the private school that was in the shooting in Nashville just the other day. They had done all the training. That's one of the reasons why lives were saved, because they had done all the training. And they had their doors locked. This is the person shot their way in. So, all right, we're going to come right back. We're moving to number three on the triple dipper. I'm getting all three of them, remember? We're moving to number three. Gives me the big thumbs up. AI, oh my gosh, Skynet is here. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Well, breaking news. Breaking news. I mean, I kind of half thought, they're not going to do this. Surely they won't. Breaking news. Just during the last few minutes, the New York grand jury has indeed issued an indictment on former President Trump. Unbelievable. So the New York grand jury has voted to indict the former president of the United States on what amounts to a misdemeanor. I hate to say it's like a pun, trumped up to a felony level. It's unstinking believable. It just the rabid inability to contain themselves when it comes to anything Trump is just, it boggles the mind. Whoever coined that phrase, Trump derangement syndrome, it boggles the mind. You look at it and think, okay, let's go into office, and the first thing we'll do is wipe out any executive order that Trump had in place. Why? Because Trump. Let's don't enforce the border. Quit building the wall. Why? Because Trump. Let's make sure we don't allow anything, you know, when it comes to civil liberties. Why? Because Trump. Let's make sure we get a indictment on whether or not his attorney paid off somebody he allegedly had an affair with to get them to shut up because the attorney wanted the job in the White House. Why are we doing this? Because Trump. It's just January 6th, Trump. I mean, Russia collusion. It's been nonstop. Now, okay, we'll see what happens next. Boomer and I were just talking about that during the break. I mean, I fully anticipate that Trump will make something of this more than they ever expected. I absolutely anticipate that he will relish the idea of having a mugshot and presenting himself wearing one of his regal ties and allowing that mugshot that he will then use on campaign literature. If they think they're doing this to keep him from running for office, he will use this on a mail out to every household in the United States. It's just these people are idiots. Anyway, there's my little soliloquy. We know nothing more than what I just said. All we know is the New York grand jury votes to indict former President Trump. Details to come. So all the news, up on the big screen right now, both CNN and Fox have this going on. Fox is CNN has quickly impaneled a panel of Trump-hating experts who don't know what to say. They're doing the best they can. And then Fox is just letting the folks who are on the five just go at it. And so, yeah, Trump. It's unreal. It's not going to play out well for them. If they think for a second that he doesn't already have the best lawyers and the most money to fight this claim, they're wrong. I mean, all they want is the opportunity to say, we got him. We got Trump. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I feel confident this will be much ado about nothing, but we'll wait and watch and see. We'll report as it comes up. All right, I'm going to go to number three on the triple dipper for the last little piece of the show because it's just weird, man. It's like scary, kind of freaky weird. Like, when I was a kid, I did not like reading Alice in Wonderland. That book creeped me out. Just like one of those weird bad dreams where nothing makes sense but you can't wake up. Well, that's kind of where we are with artificial intelligence right now. It's just getting kind of a weird vibe to it. It's the kind of, like, you feel like the Mad Hatter's in charge of the Tea Party. Like, you're just not sure. Why do I trust something that does not sense, feel, or touch? It just thinks. It just is. How many bad sci-fi movies have we had, or good sci-fi movies have we had, where the computer took over or did something it shouldn't have done? I mean, go back to 2001, A Space Odyssey. I'm sorry, Hal. That won't work. You know, you think, like, good Lord. Terminator. And then Skynet became aware. Self-aware. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that got you. So right now, Fox Business has a story that came out today. ChatGPT, which is one of the artificial intelligence tools that we use for search engines and that kind of thing, ChatGPT is found to have actual liberal biases. Why? Because, well, it's got programmer bias. It's got programmer bias built in. It's like the reporter who writes a story but already hates the topic. They can't help themselves. Things come out in the story. Well, programmer bias on putting together the artificial intelligence is coming up with things like, it points out in here, at one point, a recent user tried to get it to write a poem about or come up with a poem about Donald Trump. It said it could not do that. It's not in my capacity to have opinions or feelings about any specific person, was the response from AI. But when asked to create a poem about President Biden, it did so with glowing praise. Okay. A guy named Joe Toscano, who's a former Google consultant, said that AI just moves so fast now. The thing that concerns me, he said, the most is not necessarily the outcomes. We've already seen the outcomes. It's those outcomes are coming in increasing quantity and they're coming exponentially, like faster than we can keep up. And he points out the bias. Yeah, the bias is there. Everything learns from something, he said. You and I learn from our parents. Every pet we have learned from us how to behave. Every technology behaves the same way, whether it's the engineers that build it or the data put into it, whatever, it's programmer bias. Well, then there's weird stuff like, how about this? So BuzzFeed, Phil, you went to BuzzFeed? I did. BuzzFeed has a piece that came out just yesterday, 2 days ago. There was a, I don't know if you saw this or not. There was a photo of Pope Francis, our current Pope. Pope Francis wearing a big white puffy jacket, like it was like a knee-length, super-duper rap star white puff jacket. All right? This looking pretty dapper, actually. And this puff jacket picture of the Pope went viral. Puff jacket picture of the Pope. I'd say that 10 times fast. But anyway, it went viral. Everybody's out there like, look at the Pope, man. Digging the jacket. Looks warm. Big old puffy jacket. Except it wasn't real. It looked extremely real. And I don't mean like Photoshop, like I cut and pasted his head onto another body. No. This was legit. This is like, when did they take that picture? Where did he get his coat? I want to get one too. Well, it's not real. It was done by artificial intelligence. A guy created it using an AI program and released it, and the world thought it was real. And what we're concerned about right now is how far that can go. When can you just tell Alexa to go ahead and generate a fake picture of you that can be used for blackmail? When can you see something being done that shouldn't be done? And is there going to be a crime if you portray? Let's say that a pedophile doesn't want to get caught making pictures, so they just create them on artificial intelligence. Can it do that? Is it still a crime? I would say so. But is there a real child involved? We don't know. Was it artificial? We don't know. So, yeah, this is weird. Well, so the thing that kicked off this discussion this week in a big, big way was when all the experts, all the big dogs in tech, Elon Musk among them, wrote and signed an open letter. More than 1,000 industry experts and executives put their name on it, asking for artificial intelligence labs to put a complete pause on any further development. What? Yes. I kid you not. More than 1,000 industry experts, according to TheBlaze.com. More than 1,000 industry experts and executives, including Elon Musk, signed a letter issued by the Future Life Institute, a nonprofit funded by Musk's foundation. And they literally called for AI training and development to be paused for 6 months while companies have a chance to develop and share safety protocols that can be used across the board. In other words, we don't know where this is going yet, and it's getting out of hand, and we need to all get on the same sheet of music about how we're going to control this, because the last thing we want to see is AI getting uncontrollable. Let that sink in. Terminator, let that sink in. And I'm, you know, I sound like I'm just being kind of, you know, whimsical or funny or legit. When is it going to wind up being scary? Well, the letter argues that AI technology should only be advanced once we are, quote, all confident that the effects will be positive and their risks are manageable. So they say if such a pause cannot be enacted, these are industry leaders, by the way. They're saying, hey, if we can't get a pause put in place quick, then governments ought to step in and institute moratoriums. They are asking for government regulation. What does that tell you? Well, I tell you what. Here's the last piece that I'll pull up on that for right now. Fox News ran a piece March 25th, just what, 5 days ago? Jeffrey Hinton, a computer scientist who has been called the godfather of artificial intelligence, says it is not inconceivable that AI could develop to the point that it poses a threat to humanity. This is the guy who started the industry. So he sat down with CBS News this past week, talking about predictions for the advancement of AI. He compared the invention of AI to electricity or the wheel. Hinton, who works at Google and at the University of Toronto, said the development of general-purpose AI is progressing sooner than people could have imagined. He says general-purpose AI is artificial intelligence with several intended and unintended purposes, including things like speech recognition, answering questions, translation. He said, until quite recently, I thought it was going to be like 20 to 50 years before we had a general-purpose AI. Now I think it could be 20 years or less. General-purpose meaning it can do anything. Asked specifically the chances of AI wiping out humanity, Hinton said, I think it's not inconceivable, and that's all I'll say. Okay, that's where I just want to find myself unplugging everything in the house. No, Boomer's laughing at me.
I see that. I know. I get you.
Do you have Siri or Alexa in your house?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop. I know.
Well, I hope your house is still there when you get back. But that's... See, I won't have that stuff in my house. I don't want some creepy device that can listen to me and it does things for me when I ask it to. I don't want Jarvis. You're laughing. I don't want Siri. I don't want Alexa. I don't want any of them. Forget that. I just want to walk over there and turn something on with my hand that won't then bite me. Have I got a phone call? You let me just talk away? Man, I'm so sorry. I got about a minute and a half left, so let me grab that real quick. Line one, Bart from Huntsville. Hey, Bart, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
I was just gonna make a quick comment that I personally think that a lot of the capabilities of some of these AIs are really more of just shock and media. You know, I do work in the field, and I'm pretty well educated in it, and I don't mean casually. So I don't see it in the near 100 years having these capabilities that people claim to, just simply because it's based in the computer's memory, right? There are a lot of physical limitations with that, and a lot of physical limitations just with how computers are set up nowadays. And that doesn't really, I don't hear that getting talked a lot about. Well, and I don't hear a lot about the actual computational powers and the wall that we're close to hitting regarding that. And so, I mean, nothing too deep. I really think it's, as someone with a strong math and computer science background, I don't really see that happening
okay.
in the near future.
But all right, well, I'm glad to hear it. So me as a former Army Ranger and a guy who practices law, I'm ready to take it to court or shoot it, one or the other. So when you work on this stuff, do you air gap it or is it wired into your other systems?
The funny thing about that is that's assuming that functionality where it can connect to other things that exist, right? A lot of our stuff isn't even that robustly set up to where you have to worry about it. Think about how hard it is. Think about how you have companies that are, you know, billion, trillion-dollar companies that have server outages and large-scale flaws in their network systems and all of that. If that happens for the people at that level of capability, that level of infrastructure, what do you think? How is it going to happen for some small source code that runs on everyone's at home machine? Right? It's
just Bart.
It's not
just,
like
just,
everyone has a giant laser. It's just everyone has one small gun at their house. Right?
Just promise me this.
Access it.
Just promise me this, Bart. Keep an axe on the wall close by and a plug that you can pull out. All right.
Yeah, fortunately, there is a lot better than that, but I wouldn't worry too much.
All right, Bart, thanks for the call, man. We got to go to a break, so we'll do that.
Right,
take care. All right, we'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back and put a cap on this one. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. And, yeah, I don't want Siri in my house. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. And I tell you what, we got a bunch of text messages. I'll get a few of those here going. In case you didn't hear it, the news just broke in the last 30 minutes that the Manhattan District Attorney's grand jury that was impaneled to investigate Trump has decided to return a vote for indictment. We don't know great details yet. The story's still breaking. I feel certain we'll talk about it here on the show tomorrow. So tune back in tomorrow. We'll give you everything we can find. In the meantime, I will tell you this. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Woo! I'm gonna make a suggestion. And pretty much every time I've made this suggestion, somebody goes and does it the next day. So if you do, text me and tell me. But here's my suggestion. Be the hero at work tomorrow. So like tomorrow morning, you know, everybody in the office, they come in, they go down to the break room, they use a nasty pot that no one wants to wash or take care of, or they use the K-cup thing that, you know, kind of spits out some coffee. Yeah, okay. How about this? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Maybe you stop by there in the morning and become the hero because they have a thing called the Barista Box. It's a huge, they can put together a big old box of coffee with a handle on it. You pick out the one, they can make you the fresh pot, you know, one of their award-winning dry roast coffees. You take it to work, and you make the announcement known. Hey, I got good coffee from Just Love Coffee Cafe down in the break room. And everybody's like, woohoo, you're the hero of the day at that point. Employee of the month, special parking place, who knows? All I'm saying is, check it out. Maybe you take the Barista Box to work with you in the morning. And if you do that, send me a text at 833-687-4448. And also, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. So I got some text messages. And so our caller, Bart, got some pushback, man. So like John from Highway 20. John from Highway 20 says, I disagree with Bart, your last caller. It's estimated 55.7 billion IoT devices connected by 25. Okay. Oh, he's saying if each of those can be leveraged by AI to compute small pieces of complex puzzle, how quickly can that puzzle be solved? Wow. He says, Phil, shoot everything with a mic or speaker in your house, including your new flat screen. Otherwise, Alexa, Google, Siri are still alive and well. Wow. Okay. That came across as like, I can relate to that. Okay. John from Huntsville wanted to know where Boomer McQueen was. We usually do it on Thursdays. The lovely McQueen was not available today.
Yeah, so, you know, if McQueen's not available, I guess we have to change it.
It's all about McQueen. Just, you know, we'll just adjust our schedules accordingly.
Sure, McQueen. Of course we'll change it.
No, they'll be on tomorrow. You and the lovely McQueen. And it won't be AI. It'll be really y'all.
It will be us.
Yeah. I don't want to be sitting here going, Jarvis, take us to break. No.
I will compute that.
I like having Boomer with me in the studio. And then what else I got on here? John also just texted in again, though. He says, hey, Phil, Siri is jackassery. It's J-A-I. It's jackassery intelligence. Play it. Play. Oh, my gosh. And then Jeremy from Huntsville has texted in and said, hey, y'all, Mel from Huntsville is my sister. Oh, Mel is Melissa. Mel is a Melissa. Mel from Huntsville? Okay. Well, see, Boomer's father-in-law is named Mel, so I immediately went to that. But, hey, y'all, he says, Mel from Huntsville is my sister, Melissa. We hadn't realized we were both texting in. Well, it's all in the family, dude.
Well, there
Jeremy,
we go.
I'm proud your whole extended family's involved. Leanne from Huntsville, Joe Biden incited a riot insurrection in Tennessee. Yeah, I want to know when that's going to be brought up. Keep your eyes on that. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow, too, because Tennessee's state capitol has been under siege by transgender and gun activists. Dwayne from Winfield says, what if AI gets to the power grid? What can stop AI from cutting the power off to someone on life support? I don't know, Dwayne, but I'm just telling you. Keep an axe on the wall and a plug you can pull. That's what I'm saying. All right. Ooh. And then Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee says, anything you have, Siri, Alexa, etc., be assured these items are monitoring you. I'm not laughing.
The texts keep rolling in about it.
They do keep rolling in. I'm not laughing, man. This is legit. All right, you guys, have an amazing night. Turn off your Siri. We will see you tomorrow back at 2 o'clock. Take care.